Hello and welcome to
Star 6-7 After Dark.
My name is Erica.
And my name is Malaysia.
And this is where we say the shit that others won't.
And welcome to episode number 6.
So we haven't recorded in a while. What has it been, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Mm-hmm. Feels like longer.
Yeah.
My life has been fucking crazy. I don't even know what day it is.
Girl, same.
So what's been up with you?
I recently decided to get a second job because I want to actually be able to pay off my debt but save at the same time. And I feel like with just my one job, I was only able to really, like, pay my debt and not have extra money to save. Mm-hmm. It's been bothering me. So I got a second job just for, like, meantime. And, it's pretty cool. I can't really say much on it because I had to sign an NDA and all this extra shit, so I can't, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't go into details about it, but it's really cool. One of the things I guess I can say is, like, you know how we're talking about luxury cars?
Yeah.
So I get to be around luxury cars, which is cool.
Yeah.
So it's pretty motivating, and it's like, damn, just want to be able to be on that level one day.
I feel it. Yeah, I've been... Same. I'm just trying to get my goals
aligned.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot happening. I don't know if it's because I haven't really been paying attention, but a lot of people have been talking about, like with the whole full moon that happened on Friday the 13th.
Saturn just went direct yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It was in retrograde up until yesterday, and that affects, like, karma, like, a bunch of other shit.
Because I've been feeling, like, off.
Dude, like, right now, I apologize ahead of time. I'm just, like, so low energy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm out of it. I've been like this for fucking, I don't know.
Yeah.
My whole world has been fucking flipped upside down once again.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so I'm hoping shit gets better soon. I mean, it has to.
Yeah.
But it's just weird.
Like, my thing that I've been realizing is I know what the fuck I need to do, and I've mentioned this before. Like, I know what I need to do to get to where I want to be. It just feels like there's so much that I'm trying to resolve at once that it's like I feel like I'm not even starting. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I'm just so, like, overwhelmed with everything else that I'm trying to handle that I'm like, fuck, do I start with this? Do I start with that? Like,
no, yeah.
You know? I feel like I'm going crazy.
Last week, the part of the reason why, I mean, I knew you were busy last week, mm-hmm. but I was so fucking busy every day it was something
and
new.
It seemed like something, like, things were just popping up for you too,
out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Dude, and it was like literally one day I had to be at three places at once, and I just was like, I was losing my shit.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So,
oh yeah, let's talk about your new additions, which are really cute, by the way.
Thank you. So Was it last Friday?
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
God, I feel like it was like 3 weeks ago already. So, I mean, I'm sure they do this everywhere, but the one shop I go to has $13 piercings and tattoos, and it's actually $13. And you're able to bring in your own design. It's not like, you know, those places you have to pick from a sheet. So mm-hmm. I got two tattoos. I got this one. It's a heart that's like barbed wire and a... Rose going through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I have a barbed wire heart now. Like, you're gonna need some fucking pliers, the jaws of life to get through this, to get through to my heart now. And then on the side of my arm, I got, it looks so gross right now because it's peeling.
Yeah.
But I got 111, mm-hmm. which is an angel number. And that means you're on the right path, because I've been saying, those fucking angel numbers, like, crazy still.
Mm-hmm.
I see 111 the most, so I just decided to get that.
As, like, a little reminder?
Yeah. Then I got my septum pierce and my tragus pierce.
Super cute, by the way. I love
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. I want to fucking take it out.
I like it. It looks
it's
so good.
It's fucking the biggest pain in my fucking ass.
Yeah.
And the guy fucked me over. He gave me such a large ring that I can't flip it up.
I think they do that for healing.
No, he was like, are you going to need to flip it up? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, so he already asked
you.
Oh,
and I can't, it's so big I can't flip it up because it won't fit.
I know sometimes, I think they're called the washers where they don't have like the things at the end. It's just sort of like a U, so that way.
Oh, spiked, yeah.
It just flips up so that way you don't have like the balls sitting. Like it's literally just
bent. I think I'm going to have to go get it
switched
out maybe today if there's any place open.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got my tragus pierced, which is a pain in the ass. Like, I realize...
I heard it's hard to sleep with those.
I mean, I've been sleeping however the fuck I want. But, yeah. I just, like, it. For me, I have to have... As my... You know, they typically pierce with stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allergic to it.
Oh.
And so it takes me, like, fucking three times as long to heal. And But I can't afford fucking solid gold.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing where, like, my skin won't react to. So I have to change all my piercings out to gold eventually.
Yeah.
Or else they won't heal.
Correct.
Like, with my nipples, like, they just wouldn't heal.
Until you switched them out.
Yeah, but it's fucking expensive getting, like, gold fucking...
Nipple rings.
Jewelry, period. So... True. It's a little frustrating. It looks cute, but then I kind of feel like now I definitely look a certain way.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I feel like I do. I'm just, but the thing is, when I'm going through a lot in life, which I'll get to, I resort to modifying myself.
Oh,
like, if I can't change what's happening to me, I have to change something on myself.
Yeah.
So that's, like, why I started getting lip fillers and Botox in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did that, like, right after my aunt died.
Yeah.
And I got my first face tattoo on my aunt's birthday after she died.
Yeah.
Like, you know, shit like that. So I feel like... That's kind of why I'm being crazy right now. I don't know. But yeah, so that was fun. I was supposed to get a lot more tattoos, but I fucking didn't have the time. So I
had a lot to do.
Yeah, I had to get in and get out.
Yeah, I didn't even end up going. I was supposed to go to another shop. The one that I went to, I have a scorpion on the back of my arm, and I was supposed to go back to that place.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was just a headache. Like, I got out of work at 4 a.m. but like I didn't actually leave until later because I was talking to my manager and whatnot, and then by the time I got home, like, and I actually fell asleep, it was probably like 6:37, and they opened the doors at 8 or 9, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure people were already lined up before then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not gonna fucking get 30 minutes of sleep to have to just wake up and then go stand in line all day.
Yeah, so the place we went to, they opened at 11. My friend got there at, like, 8:30, and I got there at a little bit before 9.
Mm-hmm.
But we got our piercings the first 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, piercings, I feel like those don't ever take long. It's the tattoos that usually have to wait for.
We could have waited a little bit longer, but my friend got called into work, and then I had shit to do, so we left, and we came back, like, at 7 at night.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
And they, like, took us right away.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why that place we go to, like, as long as you're there and you, like,
already
get your...
paid, yeah.
Yeah, not even, they didn't even take a deposit.
Oh, really?
Usually they do, but this time they didn't. They just had our name on the list.
Oh, so since your name was there, they honored it.
And we told them, like, hey, we're gonna come back at, like, 7.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, cool.
That's cool.
So, that was dope. I fuck with that place. Like, I've been going there for, like, 3 years straight, and there's another one in December, so... We're probably, me and my
gonna
friend.
Go.
Yeah, like, it's a tradition. Like, we've gone, like, literally since we've turned 18 to this place every Friday the 13th. So, but, yeah, that was fun. But, should I drop the bomb?
Yeah.
So, was it last week? No, it was last week. No, it was 2 weeks ago.
Because
it was the day after we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
I went into work for my 90-day review, and, you know, the guy, my manager, was telling me how amazing I was doing and this and that, and for, like, the first 30 minutes, and told me, you know, because of your pharmacy background, you provide a unique asset to the team because you're able to identify medications and, you know, whatever their uses and doses, but because of your background, we don't feel like you're a good fit for our company. So I got fired pretty much for lack of experience, which is bullshit because I knew I didn't have fucking experience. And, like, I have to show you the paper, like why, whatever, I got fired, and they make me sound fucking terrible on paper.
Are you
fucking
serious?
Terrible on paper. And it fucking pisses me off because, one, I know I'm a hard worker, and you're not going to fucking tear down my credibility, my work ethic, or me as a fucking human. Especially when, you know, the notes that he gave was pretty much a summary of what our discussion was.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the points in that were on that paper, he never even fucking talked to me about.
Okay.
Yeah, so one of them was that I failed to provide a weekly schedule to my supervisor. I didn't even know that I had to. So I guess every Monday morning, I was supposed to send him a list of the people, times, and dates that I was planning on seeing them for that week. I had no idea of this, and no one even said it to me.
So there was a lack of communication on their part, and yet they want to point the finger at you.
This is the thing. My cousin's worked for that company for 2 years. She's never fucking done that. She was like, I didn't even know you had to do that. I've never even fucking heard of that. And I was talking to other people about that, and same fucking thing.
So you think they just brought it up as an excuse? Or
yeah,
like,
it was just like another thing.
Yeah.
But every single point that he brought up, he contradicted himself within that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he had reports, he had sources that stated that I wasn't hands-on with my clients. But then he'd turn around and be like, oh, you've made such great connections with your clients, even getting your one client enrolled in college. So, what the fuck is it? Am I hands-on? Am I not?
Mm-hmm.
Am I a good asset to the team or am I not?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm not, but it's just, like, bullshit because, like, all of these things, like, if there was a problem, like, I guess he said there's problems with my notes. Like, I have to, after every session I have with the client, I have to write a note about it.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was grammatically incorrect and lacked clinical terms. Well, we get notes back on our notes. We have to correct them and turn them back in.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere on there did it mention any of that. And no one came to me in person and told me that. And I told him, you know, if somebody would have came to me and notified me of this, I would have made those necessary corrections and it wouldn't be a problem today. But that never happened. And he didn't have shit to say about that. And I compared my fucking notes to people who've worked there for 7 years. Fucking 2 years, whatever. And our notes, the notes that they get back are the exact same as mine. So what the fuck is the real issue?
Yeah.
That's what pisses me off because I'm comparing my work to others, people who've been there for a long time, and there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And if there was, why didn't anyone come up to me and tell me that? And on top of that, when I first started, I gave my note to the supervisor and asked him to review this and asked him, is this okay? And he said, yes, this is perfect. I love how you did this and used this, blah, blah, blah. So, and we have weekly meetings.
That could have been addressed.
Yeah, weekly meetings where I have to.
90 days.
Every week, I had to meet with my supervisor and give him an update on my clients. Why not then did he bring, you know, hey, you know, looks like you're lacking in this department. Looks like, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And, like, if that's a 90-day review, shouldn't you tell me what I'm doing wrong? Provide me another length of time to fix those.
To see if you can fix it and
exactly.
Then do another review.
Fucking exactly.
That sounds like you need to go to the Board of Labor.
That's what a lot of people have been telling me.
Because the simple fact that when you start a job and you're on that probation period, that is when they're supposed to come to you, I feel like at least weekly or biweekly, and say, hey, we noticed that this is what's going on. This is what you can do to change it. Let us know if you need any other assistance.
Yeah.
That's how it is at any job that you go to. I feel like even at fucking McDonald's, they'd probably do that.
Exactly. They probably get on your ass twice as hard.
Exactly. So it's just like, and you guys are supposed to be this professional clinic and, you know, use all this correct terminology and everything and be at a certain level, but it's like, you're a manager and you're not even being the type of manager that you're.
I don't even
need.
Think he's ever fired anyone before. Basically, like, you don't boast someone for 30 fucking minutes. I'm thinking, oh, my 90-day review's going good, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. Then the last 15 minutes, he's telling me that, oh, you're not a good fit. This is, like, what? You
yeah.
know? And the thing is, like, I feel like something shady going on with that company because.
I wouldn't doubt it.
The selling point when I got hired, when everyone gets hired, is they never fire anyone unless you commit fraud. Okay? That's, like, the selling point. Oh, we never fire people. You know, people leave. We never fire people. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks before I got fired, someone else got fired. And this person had a fucking master's degree in psychology.
Yeah.
Been with that company for some years.
Yeah.
And he got fired for not seeing his clients. So what happened was he emailed his supervisor and was like, hey, I'm having some personal issues going on at home. I'm going to need to drop to part-time. Through email, she responded and said, well, since you're unable to fulfill your client's needs, we're going to terminate your employment. The thing is, we're independent contractors. Therefore, we can work as little or as much as we want, yeah, technically.
Yeah.
So that's not really grounds for termination.
Yeah.
So he got it fucked up, too.
Yeah, and it seems like they're not following shit like how they're supposed to. And that they're opening themselves up to lawsuits, honestly.
Yeah. And the thing is like, I was at the fucking office at 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. And there was someone else there. And I kind of know her. And she's been there for, like, 7 years or some shit. And I was talking to her. And she was, like, fucking taken back. She's like, what? Are you kidding me? Blah, blah, blah. And she, like... she's just like, damn, that makes me kind of scared. Like,
she realized that she's doing the same shit, or
no,
like...
because they're firing people, and a lot of the other people I told, they're like, what? Like, damn, I need to watch my back now, like, because anybody can go now at this point. And she was even saying, like, she's established, been there, and she recommended to her supervisor and my supervisor that she wanted to do a training for me and a couple of the new hires, just to make sure, like, you know, if we have any questions or anything, because there's no training for this job.
Yeah.
We kind of just got thrown in.
Yeah.
And when she told me that, I was like, so you recommended training and they fucking shot you down?
Yeah.
Like, that, it's every fucking thing. It pisses me the fuck off. Like, really pisses me the fuck off. And then, not to mention, I still had to work for a whole week after I got fired.
Did they pay you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But... the thing is, it's like, I've never been fired before, so I'm already salty. And, like, typically if you get fired, you don't have to continue working after the fact. Yeah. So, it was crazy. And that was
That's so fucking weird.
That was up and through last week. And they gave me a fucking laundry list of shit to do. And if I didn't complete everything on that list, they would not release my checks to me. Yeah.
Is that legal?
Bitch, I don't know. And apparently when you... from your termination date, they're supposed to give you your severance pay.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't happened. Like, my checks are going to come out with everyone else's during the pay period. Which, my aunt talked to her friend who's head of HR for, like, a really big company.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily legal, but since you're an independent contractor, blah, blah, blah. So I have to do some research. She's going to do some research. But it's just bullshit. It's bullshit, 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 bullshit. And even today, or earlier this week... the guy was like, oh, you forgot to sign something, so you have to come in and sign it, or we're not releasing your check.
So it seems like he's trying to hold that against you.
But he was like, oh, you know, it's not just me who made this decision. And I'm just like, but the thing is,
like... no, not even like that. I'm just saying, like, he's trying to use the money, like, your checks against you to, like, continue to do shit. It's like...
yeah. Which is, like, I don't understand how that's... legal.
It doesn't sound legal at all.
And so, and it was just like an extensive fucking list of shit to do. And
see, like, I've never been fired from a job either, but I know even when you quit, sometimes they'll make you just fill out a simple form, like, sort of like feedback for them, saying like, hey, did you like the company? Is there anything that we can improve on? And I've had an exit interview, yes, but I feel like having to continue to work, like, normally just cut your pay, like, they send you your check, and that's that.
No. Like, but I don't know if it's because we're billing insurance, so it's... or that's why they say they can't give you a severance pay, because you're billing insurance. And you have to wait for insurance to pay out.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't cut you a check, and then what if the insurance company doesn't pay out? But, like, at the end of the day, that's not my problem.
Yeah.
You know?
If they're letting you go, then...
the thing... and it fucking was so... it sucked because... so... you know, part of the thing was sources stating I wasn't hands-on with my clients or whatever.
What sources?
He wouldn't reveal. He didn't want to say the sources. But the thing is, when I spoke to all of my... because I had to notify every single one of my fucking clients that I was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them, the guardians, the fucking teachers, were sad. One of them on Monday, like, dude, I felt fucking terrible because the teacher... was so sad. She's just like, because I talked to her, like, just me and her, not, you know, not with my client around. And she was just like, you know, that saddens me. Like, you know, she was just like, going on and on. And then when I finally left and she was just like, you know, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 you know, just like going on, and it fucking sucked. And same thing the next day when I had to notify the teacher and then calling the parents and fucking calling the case managers, like, they're all like, you know, I really appreciate all the time that you put into these clients and all the work that you've done.
So all
with
that
them.
Shit that he's saying doesn't even match. It doesn't on match reaction. Up,
except for that one kid, the teacher.
Yeah.
About, I think I said that already, where I got pulled from the class because I was questioning my client's education. That's the only time, but I was not hands-on with him. I was teaching him the alphabet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think that's the only person who could have said something because he didn't like
offended,
me.
Yeah.
But that's one person.
Yeah, compared to how many people you have to deal with.
And they're saying, he said I had multiple sources. I just think the whole thing is bullshit. And honestly, like, when he said, like, was firing me, like, I wasn't even upset.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, once he said that, I really stopped fucking paying attention to the words that were coming out of his mouth, because it was all bullshit.
You were just tuning him out at that point.
Yeah, and I was, like, thinking to myself, I was like, should I be crying right now? Should I be begging for my job? Like, nothing. I was just like, okay, the whole fucking time, and got up and left. But the thing was, like, how I had to still keep working and going to the office, a lot of the higher-ups or my boss's boss, like, I would walk past them and, you know, smile, wave. They would look the other way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that fucking, you know, I'm really surprised.
So they can't be professional now?
Exactly.
Like, you're there to work. Like, obviously, if you're there and they're asking you to finish it and you're going in to finish it, they should be able to keep that same professional attitude regardless of what happened. And that just goes to show that they're gossiping and disclosing shit that they shouldn't be.
But the thing is, like, it's bullshit, because I know I'm a fucking hard worker. Like I just mentioned, I was at the office at 1 a.m. Like, I don't want to hear none of it. I don't want to hear absolutely fucking none of it, because it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. That's why I'm not offended.
Yeah.
I'm offended because you knew what it was before hiring me. You knew I didn't have experience.
Exactly. If that's the case, they should have just sent you that generic ass, we decided to go with another candidate message.
Yeah.
That's all they had to do.
And it's just fucking bullshit. So, yeah, I was dealing with that, like, every single fucking, up until Wednesday of last week, doing something new for that job. Then my aunt's birthday, the one who lives in Vegas, her birthday was on Monday of last week.
Okay.
So she came into town. My other aunt came into town. Mm-hmm. So I was balancing trying to fucking
keep them entertained.
Yeah, like, you know, see them, whatever. And then I'm fucking talking to my mom and she goes, so I have to tell you something. And I'm like, what? And she's like, your grandma's coming into town tomorrow.
Last minute as fuck.
The one that lives in Oregon. And I'm just like, oh, hell. And I haven't talked to her in months because I'm mad at her because of her fucking husband.
Yeah, that whole
situation. And I'm just like, oh, hell, here we fucking go. Like, yeah. I know she's going to want to see me or whatever. And then...
How did that go?
Well, I seen her Wednesday because we went to go visit my cousin who's in the group home. And that was the first time he's seen all of us in a long time. And he didn't know we were coming.
How's he doing?
It's hard for me to evaluate what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if he genuinely, like, I know he has mental illnesses, obviously, but I don't know if it's his mental illness that's affecting the way his behaviors are, or he's acting on his situation.
Yeah.
And trying to, like, play the guilt trip or, like, you know, put on this show.
Yeah.
Or this act. So I'm torn.
Yeah.
And you know I have a very low tolerance for... Bullshit.
Yes.
And, like... I'm just not very sympathetic, and I know it's something I need to work on, so I was already like...
I'm sort of the same fucking way. People will tell me, like, a sob story, and I'm like, I try to be understanding, but then in the back of my head, I'm like, but there's two sides to every... Well, there's three sides to every story. Like, I'm not just gonna believe everything that you're telling me.
Yeah.
From the jump, and also I need to understand what you might have done to affect...
And, like, I understand, you know, it's not necessarily his fault
in
there.
No.
But he could definitely control his behaviors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, he's 16. He's a boy. He's going through the change. He's, you know what I mean? So I understand, like, you can be act out. And I guess, like, for me, I've always been very mature.
Yeah.
So I just don't tolerate shit like that.
Yeah.
And so it was.
You see it as there's other ways to be able to handle the situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what's fucking, like, irritating. And it was just so awkward, though, with my grandma. Because it's just, like, me and my grandma were super close, always been super close, like, ever since I was born. And that was, like, the first time where I just felt disconnected.
What made her come out here?
Because of my cousin. Like, for a long time, we didn't know where he was because he was going from group home to group home. And people weren't keeping us updated. And once we finally figured out where he was at, got on the list, and then he had his first family therapy appointment. And I guess she was like, I really need to be down here for this.
Yeah.
And flew down, like, the next day.
Interesting. And her husband?
Oh, he didn't come.
Oh, okay.
But she's coming back. She's flying back on Halloween. To do, like, the Dia de los Muertos with him.
Mm-hmm.
And for, like, his mom and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And do the, like, altar. I forgot what it's called. For his mom or whatever. And that's cool. And then she's coming back. She's coming for, like, a day or two for that. And then in April, she's coming down for our birthday. But I was like, I'm probably not going to be here.
Yeah, so.
And she's going to be here for a week. And that's when she's coming with her husband.
Well, we for sure will not be here because we will be in another state.
Or country, shit.
Or country.
You never know. For my birthday. So I told her that. I was like, I'm probably not going to be here.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of weird. But I did get to hang out with my great-grandma. And she's
fun?
Dope. Yeah, she's a good time. Like, and then I took her to go visit two of her sisters.
How was that? Fucking stressful? God.
Dude, I swear they need a fucking TV show. There's six of them. There's six sisters. My grandmother's the oldest, and she's 83.
Oh, damn.
And then all of them live here except for one of them. One of them lives in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Then there's three brothers, but one of them died.
Okay.
Maybe there's more. I don't fucking remember. It's hard to keep track of them.
They have so many.
We call them the sisters. And they are fucking characters. Okay?
Were you cracking up the whole fucking time?
Yes, but low key, you gotta be on guard.
Because they could just start throwing shots at you, like, wait, hold up.
Okay, let me tell you. So, this was the day after Friday the 13th.
Yes.
So, I'm coming with my fresh piercing. And my grandma, my great grandma, when I call her grandma because I'm used to it, but she's my great grandma.
Mm-hmm.
When I've seen her, she goes, like, she's like, oh, you're so pretty, but why the hell do you look like a cow? Because of my septum piercing.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, Nana, like, it's gonna fucking heal. I'm gonna change it. It's not gonna be like this. Then her sisters. So, one of them is known for talking shit.
Okay.
She talks shit, and she's the mean one.
Okay.
That's what she's known for. The other one, like, she's cool, whatever. Well, today they fucking switched roles.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but they switch roles. So the nice one looks at me, and she goes, she fucking puts her hands on my shoulders, and she goes, Mija, why do you look like a fucking cow? And I'm just like, listen, like, it's not gonna be like this. You know, once it heals, you know, it has to be this big, you know, because my nose is swollen. When it heals, I'm gonna change it out. It's gonna be a ring. There's not gonna be the balls, whatever.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, I think it looks ugly. And then my other Thea was like, no, it doesn't. And I was like, she's offending me? What? And then she's like she said, when it heals, it's gonna be just a ring and nothing, you know, whatever. And then, like, the nice one, the one who's supposed to be nice, was talking about, she's like, who's the big one? And I was like, you know, the big tall one. And I was like, oh, like, she's talking about my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, you know, whatever, we don't have the same dad, so that's why I'm not as tall as her and my brother. And as we're getting up to leave, she goes, oh, you're not that big. And I was just like, oh my god, yeah. And fucking my grandma, to my cousin, we went to go visit her, she goes, I'm sure glad you're keeping your weight down. Yes, my family.
So they just have no fucking filters.
No
much.
Fucking filter.
They just say whatever comes to their mind.
Whatever. Yeah. And I think they said something about my nails, but I don't really remember. But yeah, you got to be on guard. And I wasn't expecting to see them. So I had sweats on and no makeup. My hair was probably looking a mess. because I was just taking my Nana to the casino, and
that was it. It turned into all of that.
Yes. I'm just like, dude, these women, like, they're fucking funny, though, because they be roasting each other.
Yeah.
Like.
It's funny when they're roasting each other, except when they, like, all of a sudden detour, and then it starts coming towards you, and
my you're Nana just like, hates what? It. Like, she's starting to, I've noticed, like, as she's getting older, she's getting more outspoken, and she doesn't deal with her shit.
Okay.
And so, like, she has her top teeth done, but not her bottom teeth. Mm-hmm. And
veneers, or
yeah, veneers.
Okay.
And her sister Delore, I didn't want to say her name, but whatever, her sister, one of her sister was like, instead of going to the casino, you need to go to the dentist.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And was like getting on her about her teeth, and she, her, the look on her face,
it just,
yeah, like what, like, and like they were laughing about it, but her face was like dead straight, and I was like, oh fuck,
she,
like,
about to beat someone's ass.
Yeah, I was like, we gotta go. And I was like, that was only three of them together, and there was supposed to be another one of her sisters there, but she didn't come for some reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was only three of them. Mm-mm. Imagine like all six of them together. I think I would like pull my fucking hair out,
girl.
But they're like, they really do need a show. It's so funny, and they fucking cuss like sailors. They're fucking derogatory, like, just vulgar. It's fucking hilarious when it's not being aimed at you. But, like, oh, my God. I love my family, though. They're fucking crazy, but...
It sounds like a good time.
Yeah, you have to... One day you'll come around them, for sure.
I think I'd probably need to drink a little, or, like...
Oh, fuck yes.
Just so that way, if they give it to me, I can give it right back. And
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they would... Because, like, you're, you know, like, an outsider, so I don't think they would.
No, I bet you, because my family, I don't really talk to them much, but when I do decide to go around, that's exactly how they fucking are. And if I take anyone around that's with me, they'll just start. And you got to be that one person that gives it right back, because then they'll start laughing, and then they'll be like, all right, we can.
Now, my family, they're still worried about being, like, I don't know. They're just, I don't really go around them that much, but fuck, dude. Okay, I want to talk about the full moon, because I had some crazy shit happen.
What happened?
So, full moon, whatever. I was outside. You alright? Choking on the tajin? Mm-hmm. So, I went outside and I saged myself under the moonlight, did my rituals, whatever. Dude, I took I don't know if you've seen it, I took a picture of my sage stick with the full moon in the background. Mm-hmm. And it was pitch black outside. I think I saved it. And there's a fucking orb in the picture.
No way.
Swear to God.
That's crazy.
So, and I was like, all right, well, I think this is like a good thing. I don't know. Did I not save it? Oh, I didn't save it.
Was it on Snapchat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a dumb fuck.
I might have seen it, but I was probably like half awake looking.
Yeah. So, but I was like, oh, like that's crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I was asking, like, the universe to send me, like, signs. Mm-hmm. And that day, mm-hmm. It was kind of, like, already after midnight, so it was already technically Friday, or, I mean, it was Saturday the 14th, mm-hmm. But it was still, like, a full, like, it was, like, a 99% full moon still. Mm-hmm. Went to sleep, whatever, and I got up and I had to take my Nana to the casino. Bitch. First of all, I ran into two different people's parents that day.
Oh, God.
And dude. I was like, I want to go home. I was like, I'm done. I don't want to fucking, I'm fucking done. So I ran into, Ghostbuster's dad. He didn't see me, but I saw him because I was like, oh, and I, and I like, you know, I was like,
yeah,
got the fuck out of there. And for some reason, I instantly started crying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck, bitch? Chill. Yeah. Like, that's how I felt. And then I saw Bridge's mom and grandma.
How did that go?
Girl, I, once again, did the dip. Because I was just like, I'm not dealing with this today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not dealing with this today.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I don't know what the... I literally was like out loud. I was like, okay, I don't know what the fuck any of this means. I need you to clarify it. And a couple other weird shit happened. So I know you don't have Facebook. I do, but I don't ever go on it, right? Mm-hmm. For some reasons, I get notifications every time someone posts. Not posts, but like share something? Yeah. I don't really understand. I've Googled how to fucking turn it off, and you can't.
Oh, okay.
So I've been getting... This has happened in the past, but that same day, right after I asked for fucking signs and shit, I get fucking notifications of...
That's weird.
That person posting, yeah. And the other notifications I get are, like, friend requests and, like, fucking...
But it's that person specifically that you were getting notified that day.
That day. And I'm like, what...
Yeah, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I have a question. Does Ghostbusters have multiple cars? Like, multiple trucks, I should say?
Well, from my understanding, his actual vehicle is not working right now.
Does he have a red truck?
I don't know. But he flips...
So he could be driving...
Anything.
Fuck. Because I was driving past the Dutch Brothers, and someone, like... fucking, like, skirted in, like, cut us off, and, like, was trying to get to Dutch Bros so quick, and I glanced, but I couldn't see too well. Mm-hmm. They were wearing a hat, and sort of looked very similar to that person, and I was like, well, maybe it might be them, I don't know. But then I was like, I don't know what fucking type of...
Yeah, they could be in... He could be in anything. Yeah. I mean, he's, like, been posting on Snapchat, and he's been in his work vehicle a lot, but... And I think he's been in, like, I mean, his dad flips cars, too.
Oh, okay.
So, like in front of their house, literally, there's, like, fucking 10 cars.
Yeah,
like,
constantly.
All the time. So, I don't know. But I'm just, like, still, like, what the fuck does this mean?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I'm not understanding.
You know, you want to know something that happened to me now that I think about it? And we could touch base on it on the next episode because it's going to be a very big
thing.
That we're talking about. But so I go into work on Saturday, so it was the 14th, the day after Friday the 13th. I go in and I clocked in, but I didn't remember if I did or not, so I decided to just try clocking back in to just to make sure to be on the safe side. And someone from the shift, the morning shift, they stopped me and they're like, oh, so and so is back working here. And, like, in a question they're asking me. And I was like, I don't know. Like, why are you telling me? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, someone's seen them. And I was like, oh, okay. And so one of my coworkers, she came and, like, interrupted it so I didn't have to be all, like, weird about it. And the person that they're talking to, I don't have any communication with them, so I haven't talked to them in months, so I don't know anything that's going on.
Like, not in a negative way, like, you just...
No, it is a negative. Oh. Yeah, that's why I was sort of thrown back, like, why are they working here?
Wait,
like, why are they back working at my first job? So, they're working there. They're on a different shift schedule, but, like...
Is it the guy?
No.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's why I was sort of like, why is this happening? And it's like, as soon as, like, they told me, I was just like, my anxiety fucking went through the roof.
Yeah.
Like, I was just shaking. Like, I couldn't concentrate. Like, afterwards, like, I already knew what I was being assigned to do. I went and hopped on a random ass forklift that I wasn't even supposed to be on.
Wow.
Because I couldn't, like,
focus.
Yeah, like, I was just, like, so flipped around. And I was like, why the fuck is this happening? Like, right when things are starting to change a little and starting to get on the better side, and I'm like, okay, like, I'm getting on track, I guess I should say, or, like, I'm finding a way to get on track, and then it's just, like, I get thrown into left field. And what bothers me is, yes, they work a different shift, but the shift that they work, if there's overtime, they come on to my shift.
So it can overlap.
And I double-check, they're in a different department, which is cool, but there's still that chance of just being in the warehouse, like...
Running into them. Wow.
So I feel like, yeah, that's why I was sort of like, it was hard for me to, like, this past week, like, just talking, like, and I even told you, I was like, yeah, we need to, you know,
yeah,
well, I had ideas or whatever, just communicating, and then that threw me fucking, like, way off.
Yeah,
and that's, I was just crazy. Like, wow,
that's fucking crazy, dude. I'm just like,
what's going on with this moon? It just fucked everything up for me.
Well, not for me. Like, after the moon, it's been good. It was just, like, Friday the 13th, like, was a fucking amazing day.
Yeah.
Like, it was a really good day for some reason. And not that, like, typically in the past it's been, like, a bad day, but it does have that negative connotation to it.
Oh, yeah.
But Friday the 13th was a good day, and, like, it's been good after the fact, but it's just, like, everything is changing.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, last week it was too much for me to handle, and I was about to fucking... I was about to be out because I didn't sleep for 3 or 4 days.
Holy
last
shit.
Week.
Like, you were just going.
Like, when I don't, prime example, when I don't sleep, I literally lose my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking lost my wallet, so I couldn't drive. So my grandma was driving me to do something. I don't know. I mean, I could have drive, but like, she knew I lost my wallet and she's like a stickler for the rules. Yeah. So, long story short, I threw my fucking wallet in the trash.
How?
I don't fucking
know. You don't even remember because you were just so
busy.
And
I had it by the door to take it to the dumpster.
So good thing you didn't even fucking take it.
And I was like, let me fucking look through this. And it was
sure enough.
I was like, dude, I'm really losing my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really losing my fucking mind. Like, yeah. Like, that's how the level of fucking fucked up and crazy I was last week. It was just a lot.
Girl, I think we need to do a cleansing.
For real.
I know I need to do a cleansing because especially like after, you know, I told you a couple months back everything that happened and whatnot. So like ever since then, like I never actually got rid of all that energy, you know, and I feel like that's definitely.
Maybe I need it too because I keep getting like, I'm really trying to like let go of things. Like,
yeah.
Because I've been getting a lot of signs or whatever, like let go of whatever no longer serves you.
Yeah.
And so I have been, but it's still stuck to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally trying to get rid of it, but the outside world is like, reminder, reminder, reminder. So I'm like,
that's
what the
exactly
fuck?
That's exactly how I feel. Like, it seems like once I'm starting to get comfortable with the idea of, like, coping and just moving on and, like, healing and starting to focus on, like, healing myself even more.
Yeah.
And, like, being okay with, like, coming to terms with what happened. I get something where it's like, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not even thinking about that. Like,
yeah.
Why? Like, why?
That's why I'm like, we need to do a cleansing for sure. Because I'm like, I'm really like, what the fuck is going on? Because I'm so confused. Like, there's like certain situations. Like, I mean, I know I said I was going to stop talking about it because I really have been over it.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole Ghostbuster thing, like, I genuinely... Like, the way I explained it to people is I'm mourning the feeling that I felt, not the person.
Yeah.
And I really am over the situation, but the outside universe, for instance, running into his dad and fucking the Facebook notification, like, I still get them, like every other day.
Yeah.
And...
Have you ever thought about removing him from social media?
Yeah, I thought about it, but, like, my cousin was like... She was like, well, for one, you don't want to give him that power.
Oh, knowing, like...
Yeah, and then, like, to the knowing that, like, they're checking up on you. And I don't delete anyone. I've never been that person. I don't block
anyone.
You wait
for the person to...
Yeah, because honestly, I'm like, keep looking at me. Just like that that one girl fucking still is looking at my shit.
Even though she blocked you on
everything
other
else
shit.
Except for fucking Snapchat. Like, all right, bitch, get a fucking life. But it's just... And there's... I don't know why I just derailed me. I got a little bit angry. But there's this one girl. Not the one I'm talking about. Somebody's... girlfriend who literally is to the point where if I see that she's there, I won't go.
Oh, wow.
Because every single time I even get around her, my aggression and anger towards her begins to build more every time I see her, more and more. The fucking stank face that she has on her fucking stupid face makes me want to slap the shit out of her. And I honestly feel like I'm a fucking snap one day and spaz the fuck out on her.
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand. You really don't understand. Like,
so you're trying to avoid that by
just not going
around. Yeah.
Because this, and it just, like, I'm aware of, like, the consequences. It wouldn't be.
It's not just affecting you.
Yeah,
it's affecting other
it would
people.
Affect other people too. So I'm trying to, like, you know, keep it
prevent
cool.
That.
Keep it cute. But I'm telling you, this bitch, look at me one more fucking time. look at me crazy one more fucking time.
I'm just nervous for the baby's birthday party, because I already know. Oh, I need to talk to you about after.
Okay, yeah. And I don't know. I just want to know what the fuck's going on. I'm like, can you send me a clear, like, motherfucker, can a ghost write me a letter, please, and tell me word for word what the fuck is going on?
What you need to do.
Because I'm not understanding.
Yeah.
I'm really not understanding. Like,
there's just so much.
I get I asked for signs. Like, okay.
But goddamn, like,
what the fuck do these signs mean? What do you want me to do? Do I gotta interpret them?
Like,
yeah, like, how do you, and I'm probably gonna interpret it wrong. So why don't you just blatantly tell me what the fuck you want me to do? Like, you, okay, I don't have a job now. And the thing is, like, I was telling you, like, the fact that I'm not stressed out stresses me out.
Yeah.
Because I'm a very, I like
you
to
would think that you'd be like, yes, I'm stress-free right now, but it's just making you even like.
Well, I was a relief.
Okay.
Getting fired, which was weird, but like, I'm not stressed out about like getting.
Is it because you didn't like the, like, you didn't like the job? Is that why you were relieved?
I don't like any job. I like money. Duh. Like, that's
you
obvious.
You don't like working.
No. The fuck?
I don't think anyone does.
Exactly. Unless it's, like, for myself doing something I really want to do. Then,
yeah. But that's not working. That's you doing something that you
exactly.
love.
Exactly. Yeah. And just casually making money for it.
Exactly.
So, but I'm just like, okay, like, typically, even when I quit a job, I would just, like, stress the fuck out about money. Even if every time I quit a job, I always had another job.
But it was still that little lap of time where you're just, like.
Well, not even, like, I would start, like, immediately after. Worked both of them until one ended or whatever. But.
And you were stressed about that.
Yeah.
Girl,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
see, I would have a job lined up, but I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna give myself a whole week off.
No. I mean, I've done that once, But no, there's times where, like, literally working both. Yeah. But this time I have no job. I haven't worked in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, like, not stressed about it. My ass is just very cat. Like, I've been going on interviews and applying for jobs because I feel like I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not, why am I not stressed? Why am I not putting in effort? Why do I not give a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely don't give a fuck, and that's not like me.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Because you know, I'm over here thinking it's referring to, remember what that tarot card reader told me?
Yeah.
In Sedona?
Yeah.
And also, she just verified what I've already been believing.
Yeah.
This for fucking, like, a year or year, you know, maybe two.
Is that why you've, never mind, I can't really ask you that, because it's not like you fucking know, like,
what?
You can see the future.
Oh.
Is that why you probably feel so, like, comfortable? You're,
no, because
your inner self probably just has that, like, sense of knowing that.
But the thing is, I'm not patient.
Yeah.
I'm not a wait and see, no, I'm a go get it type of bitch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, obviously everyone knows that I'm a little aggressive, and if I want it, I'm gonna get it, you know? So, and I need it now, I'm not gonna wait for it, no, I need it right the fuck now.
Yeah.
So, I want to say maybe, but it's not like me to wait and be like, oh yes, everything's breezy, and no.
Yeah.
But
like,
I'm like,
you've been this past week, like, you've just been so, like.
But I have been, for the past few weeks, very in tune with the universe.
Mm-hmm. Of, like, knowing what's gonna be happening?
Yeah,
or,
because remember how I was stressed about paying my rent?
Yeah.
Or I wasn't stressed about paying my rent
and
when I didn't have my rent.
Yeah, and all that happened, that person.
Yeah. And then, you know, a few other shit. So, like, for the past few weeks, I've been, I'd say month, I've been, ever since I came back from Sedona, maybe.
Well, that's weird. Sorry for yawning.
No, you're good.
But that's crazy, because how, like, you went down there, and you said it was a good-ass trip. Like,
yeah.
You got your reading, like.
I went up there for, like, in search of clarity, and.
It's like, it seems like that's exactly what you got.
Yeah, but I don't like waiting around, and, like, so what's gonna happen? I need to know. Like,
what the game plan is.
It's black and white for me. I need yes or no. I don't like maybe, gray, or, no. I need yes or no.
Yeah.
And I need a fucking clear explanation that's coherent to me.
Yeah.
as to why, yes or no, you know?
Like,
so
what's going on?
So, but I'm still not stressed. Like, bitch, I'd be waking up whenever the fuck I want, watching Real Housewives, just, like, doing my fucking, you know what I mean? Like, that's not okay.
I wish I could trade you.
But that's not okay.
Girl, let me take your spot for, like, just a couple days.
But, like, it's not like me to act like this.
Yeah.
So,
to be so just, like...
Chill. I'm not a chill person.
No, you're not. You're very... I don't know if this is going to be the right word that I'm looking for, but you are very, like, anxious. Like, you're waiting to see what the fuck is going to happen.
Always.
Even just, like, I noticed when we could be sitting down, like, especially in Vegas when we were trying to figure out what we were doing, like, you were very sort of like, come on, you know, like, let's just figure it out. Like, it's not that fucking complicated. Get it done. Let's go. Like, let's hurry.
Yeah. I hate that I'm like that, but I am definitely... It's because I like to be in control of everything or like to know what's going on.
Do you have any Capricorn in you? Do you know? Like, are you planets?
I think so.
Because that's very, very Capricornish. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
It's just that's exactly how I am. If I can control the output, I'm going to.
But I don't know. I mean, it could be because of my planetary alignment, but I think that stems from my childhood because I was never in control. I was bouncing around from place to place.
Okay.
I never knew what the fuck was going on. People kept me in the dark about shit, and that pisses me off. And so now that I'm an adult and I can control things, I need to know what's going on. And still to this day, like, my grandma and my mom, they'll keep shit from me because they don't want me to get mad or upset, but it's like I'm going to find out anyways.
Yeah. But even then, I feel like it makes you more upset the fact that they are still trying to keep it from you, even though they already know how you are. You know?
I mean, like, I get, like, they're doing it to try to, like, they don't want to upset me, but you have to tell me what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
If you don't leave me in the dark, that just makes things worse.
Yeah.
So, yes.
See, I've always been where, even when I was little, I remember I had, like, I don't know if it's, like, the OCD in me or something, but... I had to be in control. I always wanted to be, like, the head honcho. And even, like, not the head honcho, but in a way, I guess. Like, when, you know, in school when we would do our group projects or whatever, like, I was always the shy one who didn't talk. But somehow, some way, I ended up taking control over and giving directions on how
things
were. Yeah, and, like, it sounds really bad what I'm going to say, but I manipulated people to get them to do what I wanted. And I was young doing that shit just because... I like to be in control. I like things to be done my way. And if you're not going to do it my way, the way that I want it to be done, then don't fucking do it.
This is the thing, though. I'm the exact same way. But it's like I have a rap sheet of people doing shit my way and it going correctly. And people doing shit their way and it not going correctly. And then being like, damn, you know, I should have listened to you. So just listen to me
exactly
from the beginning.
What they say is, I should have listened to you. You were right. And I'm like, yep. I told you I was going to be right. Like, I don't say that shit just to be cocky or an asshole. I say it because I'm fucking right.
Yeah.
What's hard to comprehend?
Nothing about that. Nothing.
Okay.
And that's why I think we get along.
Crazy for that.
I think we're both pretty dominant. But we're always on the same wavelength.
Yeah, you are more... I noticed you are more vocal, though, about what you want.
Yeah.
I'll say what I want, but then I sort of, like...
Shy away.
Yeah. But with you, you're very like, no, this is how I want it, and this is how it's going to... But I'm learning that, like, with us, we are on the same wavelength, but if it ever comes to a term where we're sort of, like, a little bit off, like, we both just have to sort of assert...
Yeah.
Our dominance in the way where we can come to an agreement.
I agree, but I'm... And the only reason why I'm so vocal...
Uh-huh.
I mean, I feel like maybe I've always... When I was really young, I was vocal. But then they started to call me bossy and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So then I got really shy, and then that's when I started to get bullied. And then I started to become very dominant and outspoken again, and I've remained that way to this day.
Yeah.
Because... Fucking, I think I've said it 100 million times already, but communication is key.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna fucking tell you what I want, how I want it, when I want it. So that way there's no fucking confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And if everyone did that, do you know how much more smoothly life would fucking run?
It'd be a breeze.
But people are
stress.
So cowardly. Like, come on, like, let's get it together. It's really not that hard. Like, do I need to write a fucking formula? Do I need to, like, what is it? Because I can
lay
do
it
all.
For you.
For real. I just, oh my God. I'm fucking frustrated with with what the fuck, what am I supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
Because I just don't feel, I guess I've been a little bit depressed too. I cleaned my house yesterday for the first time in like a long time. Because that's I was good. Like, I really, like, if my house is a mess, that's how I am on the inside. Yeah. A fucking mess. And I still am, like, clean, but, like, with organized piles of mess. Yeah. Like, that's just how I, you know, my environment reflects me.
Yeah.
But, so I guess I've been depressed because I'm just, like, I'm not seeing what my, what the vision is. Because we hadn't recorded in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then I lost my job. That
was bothering me, too. Because yeah. I was, like... And low-key, I was like, fuck, like, I know I need the second job, and, like, I know it was just a lot happening, like, with me starting there, and then it's, like, you had family, you were doing shit for your job, like, you had so much going on, so I felt like it was just both of us, like...
We couldn't do it, yeah.
And it was not, like, meshing, and I was just, like, I don't want it to come off as, like, oh, well, fuck the podcast, like,
yeah.
Not interested, you know, and it's, like, the whole time I was, like, thinking of shit, and I was at work, like, when I was... my first job, I was like, oh, this is an idea when I was working, but then it's like, I can't fucking text her right now. Like,
yeah.
I was just like,
oh, and I didn't feel that way, but I knew that I always try to put the podcast first and I haven't been. Like, I haven't fucking uploaded the fucking new episode. I haven't been, you know what I mean? Which I'm going to upload it today.
Yeah.
But it was just fucking so much. And so I've been like unmotivated, just not really seeing the vision. Whereas before, like, I've seen the vision. I'm like, all right, I got it. Right now, I'm looking out, and it's just
everywhere. Blank.
No, it's just blank.
Oh, see, I'm looking out, and everything's everywhere, and I'm like, how the fuck do I, like, bring it back together?
That's how it used to be. Everything was everywhere, but I had a clear navigation of, like, you know, weaving back and forth of knowing what I need to do and where I need to be. Right now, I look out, and it's blank. There's nothing there for me. And that's, like, scary to me.
Yeah.
Because there's no consistency in any area of my life right now. Before, it was, like, one area or two areas if I was lucky. But right now, it's just nothing. Nothing's consistent. And that's stressing me out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what am I here for? What's my purpose? What am I doing? I'm, like, need this guidance. What... You know, it's just, there's nothing.
I wonder if the universe is telling you pretty much, like, you already know. Like, you already know your fucking purpose. You know what you're here for. Like, you...
Bitch, I don't.
But you've already, like, talked about it before. You know, like, not so much even talked about it, but you've already...
But I need a job to pay the bills for me to...
Get
to that place to where I don't need a job to fucking pay my bills. You know what I mean? So, I'm like... What's up?
You won't help me or not?
For real. Like the fucking, what is it, that rat? The meme of the rat that he's like this?
Oh, yeah. Like this.
Yes.
Like sitting down?
Yes, that. That's me. Like looking at the universe like, bitch, what the fuck? That's me right now.
That's so funny.
So I'm just, I want to touch on one quick thing before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
Revenge.
Yes.
Because I sent you that video.
Revenge porn.
Not porn, just revenge in general.
Oh, okay.
So...
Because I was thinking about revenge porn when you sent me that video. And I was like, that would be something interesting to touch base on.
Yeah.
But your overall thing is just revenge.
Revenge against your former significant other.
Mm-hmm.
So, and... There's a person I follow on Snapchat. And I'm not going to say how I know her or history, nothing. She, what was it, Saturday? I don't know what the
it
fuck
was
I
Saturday.
It was Saturday?
Yeah, I was working.
She posted I have the video stuck in my brain.
By the way, Alex, when I, because it was downloading, remember how I said? And it popped up and it just started playing and Alex had peeped over because he thought someone was calling. He was like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, he's like, wow.
So, the video is the... I'm just disturbed. So this girl was filming. I don't know if she is. I guess they get back together. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Because it wasn't an old video.
Oh.
It was, that was live and in action.
Oh.
So, sorry, the sounds in my head that are playing. Because I didn't send you the other videos. I just sent you that one. But anyways, she was recording her ex-boyfriend or whatever at the time. Naked with a thong on, a mesh, black mesh thong on, so you can see his penis through.
I don't even know if that was a penis. That's all I gotta say.
Honestly, it just looked like a large clit, because it was, like...
Alex said, when he seen it afterwards, and when we were getting ready to walk back, he was all like... There is really a community of people with micro penises. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, and this, it like 1 inch. Like, not even, not even exaggerating. Like, literally
and 1 inch. And I was trying to be in my head, like, I don't want to be one of those people, like, a shit talker. I was like, well, maybe he's a grower, not a shower. But I was like, that'd be very hard to grow.
That looked like it was grown. It didn't look like it was shy. It looked like it was grown.
I was trying to give the benefit of the doubt.
So, and he's a larger fella.
Pretty large.
So
he... No shame in larger fellas, but it was just the proportions were a little off.
And the titties were sagging. And you didn't see that part?
No, I did.
I was like, girl, for a second,
I thought he had, like, surgery done.
It did look like that. Maybe he did,
like scarring.
It looked
nipple
like
reduction, maybe?
A breast reduction, because he had that scarring underneath his boob. I'm going to play it right now so we can get a refresher.
Oh, my God.
That's not the girl, by the way. Yeah, and so it did look like, but
that's
maybe.
That's so tiny.
It is so.
Oh, it is hard. Oh, my God.
I told you.
I thought it was soft.
No, it's
how tiny
hard.
It was.
No, it's hard.
Was she fucking... She can't feel anything.
Girl, I don't know about her
maybe,
vagina.
I mean, her walls can be small, but that's really small.
So, and he was looking into the camera. He knew she was recording her, and he was drinking a bottle of alcohol, like, straight out the bottle. And I was just like, what the fuck? And
I'm confused. How does he have a hard-on, but it's still flat?
And he's wearing a mesh thong, so we're looking at it through this. Maybe it was a tight thong and it was being pressed down. I don't know. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, whatever. And it looked like it was pierced, maybe?
Girl.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Anyways, the videos after that were just gross. The moaning and the licking and the... Like the flicking. I just couldn't do it.
You almost started making the noise.
I was like, that's too far. Like, literally, it's stuck in my fucking brain. Like, I want to, like, go in my brain and
scrub
wash the walls
out.
Down with bleach. Like,
yeah.
So, how do you feel about that? But, I mean, he knew she was recording, so
it's
not
revenge.
Really revenge,
yeah.
But initially, I thought it was, because she
went... It comes off as revenge in a way, like, even though, yes, you're there trying to, like, he knows that you're recording him and not, but the simple fact that, like, you're posting it and, like, you could be trying to embarrass that person.
The reason why I thought it was revenge is she went on a different social media platform and posted a series of pictures of her... bashing him and saying how he did this and cheated and did this and he was telling another girl that she was abusive to him. Yeah, I was like, for real?
I wonder if she was posting it as a way of sort of saying, like, oh, he's mine, you know, like, you know how
girls
have...
I would be like, you can have him from that video, I don't want him. Like, if I was the other girl, you know
yeah.
what I mean? I'd be like, you can have him. I mean, everyone has their kinks, whatever, you want to wear a thong, that's fine, but
it's not even that. It's just, what the fuck are you gonna do? Like,
she's holding up her pinky, by the way.
Sorry. And no. I feel bad for, like, dick shaming, but, like, just my personal preference. Like, what the fuck are you gonna do? Like, it's not worth it. Let me answer that question. Sorry. So I think, okay, younger me would say, I think people deserve revenge, honestly. Like, uh-huh. I think instead of, you know, that whole, like, oh, karma, you know, karma, just let it be, the universe will handle them.
Mm-hmm.
No, younger me would have been like, you need to give that person their karma yourself.
Yeah.
Me currently, no. I feel like I've, sitting there waiting for people to get their karma or trying to, like, inflict that on them, you know, it's just... not worth it, and you're setting yourself up to receive all of that bad energy you're putting out.
Yeah.
10 times fold.
I was
back
trying
to
look
you.
For this one meme, but I can't find it. Have you seen it? It was a girl, she's holding up an egg roll, And she was like, we be loving y'all even when your dicks are this size. And she's holding up a little egg roll. Oh my god. I thought I had it, but I can't find it. That shit was so funny, and it reminded me of this. Oh, here's it. Here it is right here. Look. Look at this orb right here.
Oh my
this
god.
This is it's oh, pitch shit. Fucking yeah. black. Cause it's just I did like the it was pitch black outside.
That's crazy.
And there's like a orb right there. I found it. Anyways. Oh shit.
Oh, I thought that was one right there too. I was like, girl, there's two.
You scared me for a second. I fucking can't find it, but that shit's hilarious. But I agree with you. It took me a long time not to put on that karma hat
and
fucking I will ruin your whole shit, yeah. your whole situation.
Even now, I still sort of struggle with it, but then that's where I sort of have to sit back and remind myself, like.
I struggle with it too. I debate on it. I contemplate it. I think I'll be like,
it's an inner battle
for real. But I eventually don't, especially because motherfucking the people in my life be egging me the literally
on.
I remember my fucking cousin was pregnant, and she wanted me to go do some dumb shit. And she's like, I'll do it with you. I'm like, bitch, you're pregnant. What the fuck?
You're not supposed to. And she's like, supposed to be the reasonable one.
She's like, I'll do it, and you could just drive. And I'm like, no. Girl, no, we're not doing that. Like, that's karma. And and even my mom, like a couple weeks ago, she was like, I think you should do this. I think this is what he wants you to do. And I'm like, I'm not doing all of that.
Like, I know.
Like, honestly, I'm way too lazy now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't got the energy to be doing all that. Like, popping up on people, that's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Don't got the time.
Patience.
I'm lazy. Patience and karma.
Yeah.
Honestly, but the old me. The little young, you know?
Girl, I was a fucking messy.
I was with the shits. Let me just tell you. What? Where? What time? Who? Where? Send that. Drop the pin. I'm on my way.
I was so bad.
It didn't matter if it was my dude or not. Yeah. I was like, oh, for real? Let's pull up then. You know what I mean? Yes.
The neck turn and everything. Yes, head drop.
Let's pull up then. Like, I mean, you know how many nights I done had to drive my cousin around looking for her baby daddy. I mean, pulling that motherfucker out of a party because he was drunk.
Mm-mm.
And this is a time when it's like, fuck, I really wish, like, I had, like, a videographer following me around.
Report.
Because I tell you, some of the shit that has gone on in my life, people would be like, you're lying.
Yeah.
Like, there's no fucking way.
So you like, could be like, bitch. Here's the proof. I got the receipts.
Read it and weep. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. Anyways.
That's so fucking funny.
So, I think this is going to be a short episode this week. Kind of just updates. Next week, we will have actual topic and theme.
We're going to go get food, so.
Yeah.
And then, that's the real reason why.
For real, we got to go get food and pick up our banner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a banner, so.
For the podcast.
I feel like we'll leave it as a surprise, but maybe for next episode, you'll be seeing some cool stuff. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, and maybe hearing other voices that you've never heard before.
Ooh.
So,
who will it be? Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, nobody, y'all probably know, but still.
Oh, no. Yeah. Maybe one day we'll get our, no, one day.
One day, very soon, yes. We will have some.
You will have some recognizable voices on this, bitch.
For sure.
But for right now.
You stuck with our annoying asses. Or my annoying ass anyways. Anyways. We're up on all fucking platforms. Like, share, subscribe, review, rate, all that shit.
Episode 4 will be getting uploaded very soon.
Oh, and then, I mean, this is kind of.
Disclaimer?
No, this is far in advance. But we took down episode 3 because it was way too.
Yeah, there's raunchy. Some stuff we need to just censor out a little bit.
Okay, so, yeah, I don't know if we're going to put it back up.
You'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, you'll wait, we'll have to wait and see. But
TBA.
So, if you're wondering where's episode 3, why it jumps from 2 to 4, now you know. Anyways, alright guys, it's been real.
Bye.
Bye.